We're talking today with Dr. Edmund Bonjour from the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program, Executive Director of OALP. Edmund, you've been director for the last couple of classes now, getting ready to take this this current class, Class 17, to Vietnam, lead them in an international travel experience and study experience in the next few days. What's the purpose of an international trip, and especially going to a country like Vietnam?
One of the main purposes is to have them gain a better understanding of how Oklahoma agriculture fits into the world picture. We take these international trips to look at marketing systems, labor issues, how their government deals with imports and exports, and how the United States fits into that. And it's very important for our class members to get that whole world picture to see how what we do here in Oklahoma fits into that world adventure.
Now, in the case of Southeast Asia, Vietnam, it's the first time that the Ag Leadership Program in the state of Oklahoma has gone to that part of the world.
That is true. We've touched a little on South Korea back in Class 13, but we've never been to Vietnam, and we're also going to spend a couple days in the Philippines, and we have not gone to that area before, but we felt that Vietnam is very progressive right now. They're trying to become a non-third world country by the year 2020, and so they're very aggressive in their marketing strategies and their exporting and importing systems. And I thought it was a good time to go visit that country and see how they're trying to change from a third world country to a non-third world country.
Very much in the news right now as a part of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP.
Yes, that's a very important part of the whole world market right now, and especially in that Southeast Asian part of the world. And it'll be interesting to see what they're doing to become more of a part of that TPP program.
One of the words we've used before for the international travel experience of OALP is it's a capstone experience. This is really the end of a two-year class and experience program for class members, right?
That is true. We've spent 10 seminars within the state of Oklahoma, one that we kind of go up into northern Oklahoma and spend a couple days in Kansas. Then we have our 8-day tour in Pennsylvania and Washington, D.C., and then this really caps off the whole experience. So it's roughly a 55-day program for each class that participates in this program.
Quite a history as far as you've got several hundred, well, close to, 400 class graduates now.
Yeah, we have actually over 450 class graduates that have gone through the program. There are 23 people in the current class, so they'll become alumni as soon as we finish our international trip, and we'll have our graduation ceremony on April 2nd, and then we'll be in the recruiting phase for Class 18.
Tell me about how somebody might get more information.
The easiest way is to go to our website, which is oalp.okstate.edu. And we have all the information up there currently on application materials, the actual application form. If you happen to be married, we have a spousal application, or it's not really an application, but a support form. And then the reference forms are up there. And all those forms are due into our office by May 1st.
So the hope is what you'll assemble a class, do the interviews, select that class number 18, and what they start late summer.
Yes, they'll start. The first seminar will be in late August of 2016, and then they'll have their graduation ceremony in April of 2018.